Tess Vov Teves, Tuesday the 6th of January, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman, Sofek Psik Reisha. Sofek Psik Reisha. Who explains?
What are you going to find out? A friend of mine told me he was walking in the streets of Bnei Brak, and as he's walking, he notices one of the, the black bins in front of the house. So he noticed a little hole in the bin, and it looked like somebody had actually cut out the hole. And he was just thinking to himself as he's walking, it's puzzling how exactly, he's wondering how this hole got there. It didn't seem to be something that just came from wear and tear. He moves two houses down the road, again, exactly the same thing. A bin in front of the house, there seems to be this little hole cut out. And he thinks, that's interesting. Sure enough, three houses further, exactly the same thing. And he turns to his friend standing next to him and says, tell me, did you notice the holes in the bin? She says, of course. So what is it? You don't know? It's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. So of course, you didn't know of this chumrah. Didn't know of the chumrah. He says, Shabbos, when you close the bin, you might be trapping flies. Shiloh Tzeda. So, make the hole in, so you don't trap the flies. So he came to me and asked, is it really true? Is it really a chumrah? I said, well, why is it a chumrah? Maybe you have to do it. I mean, how is it okay? And I'm sure people are thinking, well, it's Einam Skaven, it's not your intention. And we all know there's a din that Einam Skaven. If it's not your intention, it's okay. Perhaps it's a psik reisha. So that's what... But the truth is, the correct halachic term for this case would be something called a sofek psik reisha, which if somebody feels it's a contradiction in terms, that's what the shir is for. I will explain all the terms briefly in just a moment. Before that, I'll begin with another shayla. I'll begin with another shayla that somebody asked me. Somebody built himself a basement, dug a basement, and I'm no plumber, but apparently when you dig a basement, so there's an issue, there's a problem, that the pipes are, the basement's obviously lower than the ground level, and to get the water doesn't flow out by itself. So what they have is, the way it works is, the water all goes into a container, a pit, and then at a certain point, when the water reaches a certain level, a certain amount of water fills up the pit, it activates a pump, which pumps out the water. That's the way the basements work. So he said to me, can I flush the chain on Shabbos, or can I open the tap on Shabbos? L'chora, if I do so, I may be activating the pump. If the water, I might be filling up the pit to a certain level, the water will reach a certain level and activate the pump on Shabbos, which I obviously don't want to do. So, and he said he thinks it's okay, because again, it's not his intention, it's in a miskaven. And again, I said to him that I think this would go into the halachic category of a sofek psik reisha. So I'm going to explain these terms, mainly, most importantly, the term sofek psik reisha. But just briefly, before we get to that, I'll just go through the terms einam skaven and psik reisha, in order to make sure everybody can be with me. I'm aware that some people I may be boring you, but briefly we'll go through the terms. Einam skaven means, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, Behuda, Reb Shimon. We pass in like Reb Shimon that says, Dovra she'einam eskaven is mutter. If I do something, if I'm doing a permissible act, and as a result of my permissible act, an act which is osur occurs, takes place by itself. A classic example in the Gemara, I'm schlepping a bench across the grass, and it, as a result, it may make a groove. It's okay. It's okay. And that's the opinion of Rav Shimon, and that's the way we pass it in Halacha. Adovash Einam Eskaven is Mutter. There's many things that we do in Shabbos which are a result of this Halacha. Which, because we pass it, if we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, our Shabbos would look quite different. There's many things that are Osir, but we can scratch our hair on Shabbos and not be afraid that maybe a hair will come out, because it's Einam Eskaven, it's not our intention, and it's okay. However, there is a certain reduction to this Kula, this Heter. It has its limitations. The Gemara says many times, Paiver Ovid Amitavayu. Moider of Shimon Psik Reisha. If I'm doing A and B is going to happen, A is mutar, A is permitted, B is also. If I'm doing A and B is going to happen, so if A, if B is maybe going to happen, then it's okay. That's Eina Miskaven. When I scratch my hair, if it might pull out hairs, then it's okay. But if I scratch my hair so hard that it's certainly going to pull out her hair, that's what we mean when we say Nalocha, Psik Resha. It's like when you take the head off the chicken is certainly going to die. So too, if I do any act which is certainly going to cause a Melocha, so then it is also on Shabbos. Even Rav Shimon agrees it's also. And again, there's many things that we can't do on Shabbos as a result of this dilemma of Psik Resha. I believe most people are familiar. A typical example today would be if you open the fridge, if there's a light in the fridge, so it's a problem. If you open the door, although that's not my intention is not to turn on the light, nevertheless, it's for sure that if I open the door, the light will go on, the light's inside. So that is called a Psik Resha, and it's also. Yeah. Now, what I want to discuss is the term Sofik Psik Resha. It's maybe a Psik Resha. Now, everybody's thinking, realizes that maybe a Psik Resha seems to be a contradiction. A Psik Resha means it's for sure going to happen. The Melach is for sure going to happen as a result of what I'm doing. Sofik Psik Resha, maybe it's going to happen. Well, that's the classical case of Eina Miskaven. That means it's not for sure going to happen. That means it's not my intention. It's not for sure going to happen, and it's okay. Yet the din is that a Sofik Psik Resha is a little bit more problematic than a regular Eina Miskaven. What is a Sofik Psik Resha? So, generally, the first place people bump into this concept of Sofik Psik Resha is actually in the halachas. I mean, you could bump into any of the Shabbos, there's a Bir Halacha about it, and a Kodesh Zachron, but I think most commonly people bump into this in Hilchas Issa V'Hetta and Bosa B'Cholof. There's a halacha in the first Siman of Bosa B'Cholof, Siman Pei Zayin. So Ramah says over there an interesting din. He says, Yeshli Zor, you've got to be careful not to stoke the fire under a pot of a non-Jew. I'll adapt it to a modern day case. I mean, if you borrow your neighbor. A couple of days ago, the heating went down in my house. And my wife insisted that we have to bath our children. So if you don't have hot water, so you can heat up water on the fire. Yeah, heat up a pot of water, fill up the bath with cold water and pour in water. Now, let's imagine the following scenario. I don't have a big enough pot. My pot's small, it's going to take a long time. So I go to the neighbor who has a huge pot, not Jewish. The pot isn't kosher. I can't cook my food in it, but I'm just boiling water to put in the bath. Shouldn't be a problem. Says Ramah, you've got to be careful. Because it could be that in that pot, they cook bosor, they cook meat, and then they cook cholov. So the pot is balua, absorbed in the walls of the pot. You have bosor and cholov, meat and milk. And when you go and light the fire under that pot, you are cooking the meat and milk which is absorbed in the walls of the pot. And we all know that Issa Basa B'Cholov isn't only to eat Basa B'Cholov, it's also to cook Basa B'Cholov. It's the words of the Torah. So the Ramon says you have to be careful. You're not allowed to light a fire, stir the fire underneath the pot of a non-Jew. Because it's possible that there's Basa and Cholov inside, and then you are cooking Basa B'Cholov. That's the din of the Ramon. So, comes Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Ramor, Kiva Eger, Nagos, and Shulchan Aruch, and says, I don't understand. That's not your intention. If it's worthwhile to point out, this din of Eina Miskaven, this din of Rav Shimon, that if it's not my intention, if I'm doing something which is permitted, and as a result an Issa is happening, it's okay, is not just in Hilchos Shabbos. It's in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's in all dinim of the Torah. In every din of Torah, if I'm doing something which is permissible, any Issa happens as a result, it's okay. If it's not my intention, I'm not for sure going to happen. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, it's not your intention to cook Basa B'Cholov. You have no interest in cooking Basa B'Cholov. So it's Eina Miskaven. It's not your intention. It's not a Psik Resha. It's not for sure going to happen. Why is it not for sure going to happen? Because you don't know if there's Basa B'Cholov in the pot. So, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't understand this din of the Ramah. Why would it be Osir? It should be Mutter. Even if it is Basa B'Cholov, it wasn't your intention, it's not certain, you weren't certain you couldn't Basa B'Cholov, it should be okay. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's question. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I guess we're going to have to be Mechalek. We're going to have to distinguish between the classical case of Eina Miskaven, which it may or may not happen, and a Sofik Psik Resha, which means it might for sure happen. Rabbi Kiva Eger uses terms to explain it. That's what I want to explain. The terms Rabbi Kiva Eger uses, as he says, it depends if the Sofik is L'Sha'ovar or L'Habo. Is the Sofik in something that's going to happen in the future? That would be Eina Miskaven. when I'm pulling the bench across the grass, I'm not sure if it's going to make a groove. If I'm scratching my hair, I'm not sure if I'm going to pull out the hair. If I'm walking on the grass, I'm not sure I'm going to pull out the grass. That's what's going to happen. Whereas if the sophic is a sha'avar, you know what's going to happen. But it just depends what the facts are. You don't know what the facts are in the past. You don't know, does this pot have bosa b'cholov in it, or doesn't it have bosa b'cholov in it? Is it belua, is it not belua from bosa b'cholov? But if it is belua from bosa b'cholov, if there is meat and milk in the pot, then what I'm doing is certainly osur, it's a psik reisha. If there isn't, then it's certainly muta. That, he says, isn't eina miskaven. That doesn't go into the heter eina miskaven. From this Ramah, it seems, he paskins, that would be called a sophic psik reisha. If the sophic is about what happened in the past, then it's a sophic, it's maybe a psik reisha. If the facts are like this, then it's for sure going to happen. That's a sophic psik reisha, and that the Ramah seems to be machmir about. That's what the Ramah says. We're going to discuss some other examples, and it might be Makar Veladas, it'll make it easier to get a grasp on the difference. Just a very practical example that goes into this shayla of sophic psik reisha. If you don't know if the light is in the fridge or not, that wouldn't be called an einam eskaven. It wouldn't be called, well, it's not my intention to turn it on, and it might or might not go on. It's not maybe or maybe not going to go on. If there's a light, it's certainly going to go on. If the light is activated, it's certainly going to go on. If you've removed the bulb or anything else you've done, then it won't go on. So it's a sophic. I was once stayed somewhere for Shabbos. I wasn't eating there. I stayed in the house, the owner wasn't there. And I wasn't sure, did they take the light out of the fridge? Did they not take the light out of the fridge? For some of you I wasn't sure about. Now they told me, maybe they didn't put a note in the fridge, they were left in the fridge, drinks and cake. And in other words, I was eating my Shabbos meals elsewhere. But, you know, you need a drink sometimes, this, that. I wasn't sure if there was a light in the fridge. I didn't open the fridge the whole Shabbos. Because I wasn't sure. This would go into the category, not necessarily was that correct. It could be, I could have. We'll discuss it in a moment. This goes into the category of a sophic psik reisha. The sophic is about what the facts are. But if the facts are one way, then it's a psik reisha. If the facts are the other way, then it's not a psik reisha. Is it clear?
Yes.
Kibbe Eger continues and says, the Ramah seems to be machmir. But there's a Taz in Hilchus Shabbos that seems to be Mekel. The Taz is in Hilchus Seder, trapping out of animals. The Taz, there's a discussion over there. There's a Torah that brings a Sefer, a Truma, that says that you've got to be careful not to close a box that has flies inside. Yeah, very similar to this Shaila. That's what the Torah says. You've got to, the Torah quotes Sefer Truma, you've got to be careful not to close a box that has flies inside. Comes the Torah and says, I think in Sarach Ladaktib, you don't need to be careful. And the question is how exactly to explain this Torah. But the Taz says as follows. The Taz says that Pshat the Torah is, in Tzorach Ladaktib Bekach, you don't need to be careful. You can't close a box with flies inside, but you don't need to be careful means, you don't need, what the Torah means to say, is you don't need to check if there is or isn't flies. If you know for sure there's flies, then you're right, it's a psik reisha. But if you're not sure if there's flies, then it's not a psik reisha. He says even more than that. If you see some flies in the box, you shoo away the ones you've seen. The chances of there being more is very, very likely that there's more flies. Shoo away the ones you saw from one side. You haven't even looked at the other side of the box. That's fine. As long as you don't know for sure there's flies, that's fine. He says, why? Why? Because it's not your intention to trap the flies. It's not your intention to trap the flies. So it's einam miskaven. It's not your intention. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, look at this Taz. Over here the sophic isn't lahabo. It's not what's going to happen in the future. The sophic is the sha'avar, what's happened in the past. Are there or aren't there flies in the box? Nevertheless, the Taz says this is not a psik reisha. It's einam miskaven. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says we seem to have a machlokes over here between the Ramah on the one hand, who's machmir about a sophic psik reisha, and the Taz on the other hand, who's mekel about a sophic psik reisha. Let's go back to the two shailas that we mentioned in the beginning. The first story with closing the dustbin, and there might be flies inside. That's not a shaila, that's not a din of einam miskaven, it's not my intention to trap the flies. It's a sophic psik reisha. If there are flies inside, then I'm certainly trapping them when I close the bin. Unless I do this chumrah of making a hole in the bin.
You don't want to go out.
You don't want to go out, so it's a kavanah as well. Okay, yeah. So, l'choira, this din, this shaila, would be a machloikas, so it would depend on these two opinions in the poskim. According to Ramah, this would be a problem, and you'd have to make the hole. And according to the Taz, it would be okay, because it's not your intention, so you should be okay. Let me just share with you another exciting shaila that would depend on this question of the Sophic secretion. I lived a couple of years in Yerushalayim. Now, in Yerushalayim, there's a square, let's call it, called Kikar HaShabbat. I'm sure people are familiar. And once in a while, there's people who get upset about things. They call them kanoim, the zealots. And they, this is what they do. I'm just telling the story as it happens. So I saw it a couple of times. And they take a big bin, and they light it on fire. That's what they do. And they're protesting either about Hilchos Shabbos or about Kashrus. Now, there's a number of shailas in the things they're doing. I mean, I don't know if the bin belongs to them. So it's one shaila. But there's another shaila, shaila in Hilchos Kashrus over here, which depends on our shaila of Sophic Segregation. The chances are that somebody has thrown some meat away. After Shabbos, there's some leftovers, put it in the bin. Chances are there's also a bit of cheese in the bin. So when they go and light the whole bin on fire, what are they in effect doing? Cooking basa b'chalav. Huh? Okay, so that's another svara here, which has to, I'm not going to go into that, right. So, So, it's a shayla l'maisa. So it seems that they paskin like the Ramor and not like the Taz and not like the Ramor. Right. Cook basa b'chalav? No. Over here, you're right, because it's being burnt right away, it might be another way out of this shayla. But you wouldn't have to have an off. You cook it and throw it away, that would also be an issue. Yeah. And the story is it cooks before it burns, that's right. Well, that would be okay. But what I want to point out is this. So the truth is, this machloikas achroinim, we can really find, it's really a machloikas v'shroinim. There seems to be a machloikas v'shroinim, this shayla of a Sophic Segregation. On the one hand, to support the Taz, who's Mekel, we have a Ramban. Interesting Ramban. The poskim quote this Ramban that it seems to side with the Taz. There's a Gemara that's discussing if you have a big urn of hot water, a big pot of hot water, and you've emptied it out, and you want to put in a little bit of cold water. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, if you put in a bit of cold water, you're not allowed to, because you're going to be, in effect, cooking the cold water. That is very hot, and it heats up the cold water. If you put a lot, says the Gemara, if you put a lot of cold water, so then it's okay, because it's just going to make it warm, it's not going to reach out to lettuce way, it's not going to be cooked, it's not going to cook it, and therefore it's okay. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, Valoi mitzaruf, but besides cooking the water, there's another issue. You're fixing the pot. The way the system used to be, that in order to strengthen the pots that they would have, what you'd heat it up, first, and then you'd put cold water, and after the cold water, the pot then becomes stronger, becomes better, it fixes it. So it's technically, you're fixing a pot. So the Gemara asks, I'm mitzarev, but you're being mitzarev, you're fixing the pot when you put the cold water. Says the Gemara, ain't a miskaven, it's not your intention. We go to Rav Shimon, this din is called Rav Shimon, well, Dovish ain't a miskaven, it's mutter, if it's not your intention, you are okay. That's what the Gemara says. So a number of the Rishonim ask, but it's a situation. The Chayr is for sure going to happen. Says the Ramban, and the Ran also brings it, quotes this Ramban, that it's not a secretion, because you don't know how hot the pot was before. When you're putting in the cold water, it could be you're not going to be mitzara, because it could be you didn't reach the level of heat that you would need to strengthen the pot. And I think he adds that that you don't know if maybe it was already mitzara, if maybe the pot has already reached its full level of strength, and you're not adding anything. So it's not a secretion, that's what the Ramban says. And let me ask you a question, the Sophic over here. The Sophic over here, you're unsure if it's going to be Mitzarev or not. Is it unsure what my act is going to do? Or it's unsure what the facts are in the past? Well, it's unsure what the facts are. As a result, I'm not sure what's going to happen. So that's Lechoira, the Sophic, Lesha'ovra. The Sophic is about what happened in the past. Right? Like our different shyness. So, Lechoira, this would go into the category of a Sophic secretion. Nevertheless, the Ramban says, it's okay, it's not your kavanah, it's not your intention. That's the way he explains the Gemara, that it's not a secretion. So we have a Ramban who seems to side with the Taz. On the other hand, there's a Rambam. There's a Rambam who perhaps learns like the Ramor, who is machmir about a Sophic secretion. The Rambam is discussing the halacha of sweeping the floor on Shabbos. It's a halacha that, unless you learn halachas, you're not so familiar with, because the meaning is to sweep the floors on Shabbos. But the truth is that there is a gzeiras chomer, rochav ruach b'gorach, and you're not allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos. You're not allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos, and the reason is, because you're going to be mash v'gumos. Oh, let's say, because you're going to be mash v'gumos, you're going to straighten out when you sweep the floor. There used to be little pots, holes in the floor and things, and there was a muddy floor. And when you'd sweep it, it would smoothen it out, which is an issur. In the field, that would be a told of choyrish, in the house, that would be a told of boiner, but it's an issur. So you're not allowed to sweep the floor. And then in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole discussion if there are kroshim, if there's a tiled floor, if the floor has floorboards, whether it's still osur or not. The Machaber says it's okay if there's floorboards, okay. The Ramal says even if there's floorboards, even if there's tiles, you're never allowed to sweep a floor on Shabbos because it's a gzera with a tiled floor, in case you have an old floor. That's what the Ramal says. Today we're not machmir like this Ramal. The Ramal says, okay, no, you can be machmir. So the poskim can say that today, where it's very regular, at least in our countries, to find the floor that you'd actually be mashal gumois, so we can be makel. Yeah, but just believe it would probably be a practical halacha if you go to some third world country where they don't have proper floors. It's probably important to be aware of this halacha. The Rambam, when he says this halacha, he says you're not allowed to sweep the floor. Shemo yashve gumois. Maybe when you sweep the floor, you're going to straighten out the gumois, the little pits in the floor. That's what the Rambam says. So the Kesef Mishnah, right away on the side of the Rambam, quotes a Rivosh saying, I don't understand. Shema Yashu Gomez, maybe. So that's not a psik ratio, that's not for sure. Maybe. It's Einem Eskaven, it's not your intention. You're maybe going to do a Malacha. He says, clearly the problem is that you may be going to do a Malacha. Shema Yashu Gomez, you may be going to do a Malacha. So what's the issue, Frek the Kesef Mishnah? What's the issue to sweep the floor? I might be Mashu Gomez, but that's a maybe. It's not a psik ratio.
Something is to happen. Like, if we do a test, it happens 9 times out of 10. Then
right. Yes, that's another discussion of what's the deal of korov lipsik ratio, something which is close to lipsik ratio. How close is close? You're right. We're not going to go into it for two reasons. A, because we have the shears on another subject, and B, because I don't know. So, but yeah, there is a discussion about the korov lipsik ratio as well. Yeah. So the Rambam says Shema. So the Mishnah actually answers the Rambam. And he says, that is your intention. Your intention is to sweep the floor. Well, part of sweeping the floor, when you want to sweep the floor, you want to straighten out the pitch as well. That's what you're doing. So that's your intention. It's a hidden intention. He says the Tzor Chiyun. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, the Pshat in this Rambam, Shema Yashukubah, says, because the Rambam learns that a Sofek, Psik Reisha, you have to be Machmer. Over here, it's not an Einem Eskaven. It's not my intention. He says the sofek is not that maybe I'm going to fill in the pits. The sofek is maybe there are pits. Maybe there are pits. Maybe there aren't. I haven't checked the floor very carefully. See, if there's pits, the way the olden day floors worked, for sure you're going to fill them up because you're sweeping the floor. You're spreading out all the earth. So of course you're going to fill up the pits. So it's a maybe a psik ratio, maybe not a psik ratio. The sofek is about what happened and what the materials, what the facts are in the past, and you're not sure what's going to happen in the future. So therefore, the Rambam is machmir asof psik ratio. So it comes out that this machlokes achronim is really machlokes rishonim. If we learn the Rambam this way, the Rambam and the Ramban. There's an Avnei Nezer who says that there's another Rambam which is also mashma like this, and he also wants to learn shiur. So basically, it's machmir. Either way, the din of psik ratio is a major machlokes. How do we pass in a ma'isa? The case of psik ratio. You're not sure there's a light in the fridge. You're not sure if can you close your bin? Yeah, can you close your bin on Shabbos with a...
Without a hole,
that's right. It's a sofek psik ratio. And the other case we started off with, the pump in the basement. You activate the pump. You might activate the pump. It's a sofek psik ratio. You're not sure what level the water is. It's not a question of what's going to happen. You're not sure what the facts are. Is the water almost holding by the line, or is it not? So, can you go into a friend's basement? You don't know exactly what they've done. Can you use the water or can't you? So this is the shayla of sofek psik ratio. It seems that the truth is the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha and Simon Shin Tazayin is clear that or almost clear that by the raisa perhaps you should be machmir, but if it's a shayla and a rabbonon you could be makel. The logic is basically this: what's the svara to be machmir by a sofek psik ratio? The svara is that a sofek psik ratio is a sofek deraisa. Einem Eskaven, if it might not happen in the future, if what I'm doing might not cause the malacha, that's called I haven't done it. But if it might be a psik ratio, it might not. If it's a psik ratio, I've done it. This act, if act A causes act B, by definition, so then I've done act B. I have done it. If I'm not sure if it's going to or not, so it's a Sofik Deraisa. And we all know they're all Sofik Deraisa and Chumra. So if the Svarik Yimachmur with Sofik Psik Reisha is because Sofik Deraisa and Chumra, so then we can also apply a Sofik Rabbanon Lekula. So the Shaila is a Shaila and Rabbanon, then you'd then be able to be Mekel. This isn't crystal clear to pass it this way, but that seems to be the Achra in the Poiskim. And as a result, going to the different Shailas. The Shaila with a bin. The reason it's only a Chumra. And yes, it would be a Chumrah, and not a, and it wouldn't be Mikra Adin, is because of there you're certainly only talking about a Drabonah. For two reasons. First of all, it is that trapping is only something that B'minoi Nitzoit. Gemara, Baruch Gemara, and that same halacha. Trapping, you only chayav if you trap a kind of animal which the derech is to trap it. And when we say the derech is to trap it, today it might be the derech to trap flies with these little sticky things that some people use. But we mean the derech is to trap it in order to use the animal. So only if you trap a deer, then that's the classic case. That would be a melacha. But if you trap a fly, it's aimed in an itzah, it's only a drabonon. B, there's another sfora here, and that is, when you trap the fly, you haven't really trapped it. You close the bin, you trap the fly. Right? So you have the fly in there, right? If I ask you to give me the fly, you open the bin, the fly flies away. So you don't really have the fly yet. In other words, it's not the... Trapping has to be each thing according to its size. If you trap a deer in a bin, you're fine. If you trap a fly in a bin, yeah. It lives in the bin. Right. You don't bring this far, the bin is too big. If you trap it in a tiny little box, that's called trapping. Even if it's there, if you trap it in a bin, it's too big, and therefore it's certainly not a shine of the Raisa. So again, we have two Drabonons, and therefore in this case, L'chori Mekel, and about that, the Mishnah Berurah, about that is where the Mishnah Berurah says we could be Mekel over here, renegade Sophic Erasure. The shine of the pump goes into the general question, is electricity activating a pump, a shine of the Raisa, a shine of Rabbonon? But if we go into, if we accept the possibly more accepted view that it's a Drabonon, so then again, we're okay. It's only a shayla, it's a Sophic Psik Reisha on a Rabbanon, and there is certainly room to be Mekel, although perhaps room to be Machmer as well. And finally, the burning the bins in Yerushalayim, that seems to be a Sophic Deraisa, probably better to be Machmer. Okay.
Go home and tell your wife you're going to have all these children.